Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Chartered work and coaching psychologist Leisha Redmond-McGrath, good morning.
Good morning.
So Leisha, we thought we'd check in with you. It's the last weekend of the summer. Distinctly kind of autumnal weather out there. Kids back at school or going back to school. So you're going to help us with post-holiday, end of summer blues. And I think your big idea here, reframing is, of course, the superpower these days. You're saying we should reframe this time as a time to reassess our lives.
Yeah, I mean, I think we need to obviously make sure that when people are feeling blue, that it's, you know, that it's not too deep a blue. And if people need help, they get that help. But for people who are just a bit sad and nostalgic about a lovely summer, yeah, I think there's an opportunity to go, OK, well, what went really well? What, you know, why do I feel so great in summertime? And what am I worried about heading into the next year? And, you know, looking back at last year, what went right? What went wrong? It's really quite simple. We need to do more of the stuff that makes us feel good and less of the stuff that makes us feel burdened. Now, of course, that's in an ideal world. Obviously, there's lots of things that we have to do that can make us feel burdened. But it's around learning how to share that load and how to reframe some of it as well. Yeah.
OK, so you talk about that a lot of people put other people's needs before their own.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, certainly in my experience, and I work, you know, at senior levels in organisations, I also work with community groups, and I see it happens in both genders, but very often women are socialised to put other people's needs ahead of their own more so than men. But it can happen, I think, across the board and across all sectors of society, no matter if you're at work or at home or whatever. And what we really need to understand time and time again is we cannot pour from an empty cup. So yeah, yes, we have stuff, we have commitments, we have things that we have to do as adults in the world, but we can't do them with joy or with, you know, a lightness if we're not actually looking after ourselves. And no one else is going to look after us. We're all individually responsible for making ourselves happy. We're all individually responsible for meeting our own needs.
Yeah.
And if we don't know what those needs are...
There's no medals at the end either, meeting your own needs. People expect a prize at the finish line. I never thought of myself.
I know. Okay. I've worn myself into the ground. Uh-oh. You know. Yeah. But the thing that I see time and time again, Brendan, is that people aren't self-connected. They very often don't know what their needs are because we're socialised to be busy all the time, to be always on. We're running to stand still. And actually, we need to take this time, and I think it's a lovely time of year to look at how we're living and are we setting ourselves up for success.
Okay, that's interesting what you say about we don't even know what our own needs are anymore.
Yeah.
I'd say a lot of people have the experience of if they get a bit of free time or time without an agenda, that they kind of go, what?
Yeah, they'll pick up their phone. What
doing?
Am I doing here?
Yeah.
Because we're socialised again, be busy. You're only valuable if you're busy. You notice now, when I say this, every time you say hi to someone, they'll be like, how are you? Are you busy? If you notice that now, you'll notice it all the time. We overvalue busy. But actually, we need to have this white space, and it's not going to happen for us. We need to actively put it in to our schedules, to our diaries, white space to do nothing. We know from physiological and psychological data that our nervous systems need time to relax, to replenish. A lot of us, I think, have experience of going to bed wired and tired because you're on all day.
Yeah.
And then you go to bed, you might pass out for 2 hours and then you're wide awake running through a list again. So I think there's an opportunity now to sort of go, right, well, what's working? You know, it's autumn time. Autumn is all about letting go, what no longer serves us. And sometimes that can be a practice or, you know, a wardrobe clear out, but it can also be letting go of a faulty belief system that you have to do it all and you have to, you know, do it all right now. What are the things you can share? What are the things you can just maybe drop a little standard on? What are the things that you can cut out altogether? And that, you know, doing less and being more of a human being than a human doing is going to help you be happy and help you have whatever version of success, you know, whatever success means to you. Success isn't 2.4 children in a big car. We know that.
I like the idea of do things with less perfectionism, like do things well enough, like and like that extra 20-30% effort in things probably gives you an extra percent in outcome anyway.
Exactly.
Like, so. Yeah. The white space is interesting because I think what a lot of us do is we think I need to prioritize all the other stuff, and if I have time at the end, put a bit of white space into my schedule. Yeah. What you seem to be saying is we need to put the white space in first. It's a priority.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And all the, you know, the big leaders and big organizations that I work with, they will actively put white space in their diary to think, and also to think about what they should be thinking about. And we can all
time
say that
to
again.
Think you're saying.
Time to think right. and time to think about what you should be thinking about.
Right.
So we should all do that. Yes, to rest, but also to kind of reflect. And, you know, I love that whole legacy question. You know, tomorrow is promised to no one. And are you happy? Are, you know, because, you know, they say life is all about how well you learn to live, how well you learn to love, and how well you learn to let go. So, you know, how are we all, you know, doing on those three? And I think this is a really lovely time to ask ourselves those questions, not in a morbid way,
yeah,
but in a way that allows us to say yes to a life that we really, really enjoy and thrive in.
So we're kind of getting away from just ameliorating the negatives or whatever, and you're getting into like building in positives as well.
Yeah.
Tell me about glimmers.
So glimmers are, we know from nervous system research that we have triggers which take us out of that place where we're maybe, you know, homeostasis in our body, where everything's working really well. Triggers take us out of that stage, and glimmers bring us back to it. So what constitutes a trigger and a glimmer for each person is quite individual. So I'd really, I suppose, and it's normal. Triggers are normal.
We know triggers. Give me a few examples
glimmers,
of what could be a glimmer.
Glimmer, white space, having nothing to do, a bath, a laugh with a friend, a walk in nature, a dip in the sea, things where you're not doing, things where you're not being pressured to be on and perform, tend to be things that constitute glimmers for people.
Yeah, they are the things that allow you to see the magic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
To remember the magic. Because
yeah,
I think
we do,
we've normalized feeling a bit crap and feeling tired and, you know, reaching for too much coffee or wine in the evening or whatever it is. But actually, I firmly believe that happiness is our birthright, and we should be having several moments of joy every day. We're not going to be, you know, rose-tinted glasses all day long every day. That's not true.
Okay.
But
no
joy every
how,
day.
So no matter how hard life is, no matter how much you might be struggling with various practical things and everything, because this stuff can sound a bit woo-woo,
yeah,
you can still decide something today is a moment of joy.
Yeah, because we have that choice. We can't control anything outside of ourselves. All we can control is our own behavior, our own responses. So we have to choose things that make us feel happy and things that make us, you know, be a positive force in the world around us as well. Because if you're doing all the things for everybody, but you're doing them by dragging yourself down and with the face on, you know, it's not really the same thing as actually thriving and being happy, because we're not just here to serve other people. We're here, you know, for ourselves as well. And then from that place of fullness, you can connect properly with the organizations and community around you.
Yeah, that email here. For the first time, myself and my husband are going to review our schedules when the kids go back. Last few years just felt like always chasing our tails. No joy. We're cutting some of the kids after school sports. We just can't do it all. Already feeling relieved.
Amazing. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dying to hear how that goes on. Yeah, because I think we all need to do more of that. Myself included, by the way. Like, you know, I'm not sitting over here as some oracle or perfection. It's just inviting people to, you know, to reflect and to look at it. And when you forget and overburden yourself, and not to be compassionate about it, and maybe to start again and look at what you can learn from that.
Yeah, all comes back to go easy on ourselves.
Yeah.
And do less.
Do less.
Do less is a revolutionary kind of concept, isn't it, when you think about it? Okay, chartered work and coaching psychologist Leisha Redmond-McGrath, thank you very much.